USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier. You know.
Making his case to finish the border wall, President Trump in McAllen, Texas. He visits the U.S. border with Mexico along with Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and Texas Senator Republican John Cornyn.
Out of that, 132.
So yesterday alone, you're
450 out of that.
The president speaking with a top-level agent from Border Patrol who says more than 100 illegals detained at the porous border from many countries other than Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras.
India. We apprehended some Pakistanis. We apprehended some folks from Romania. Just on and on and on.
How many Pakistanis? There was
two yesterday.
So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Continuing now with our top story this hour, securing the U.S. border, the partial government shutdown in week three, as Republicans and Democrats still cannot agree on funding the wall.
I think that Congress and the President, they need to stay at home and they need to go to the table and solve this problem.
Former Arizona Governor, Republican Jan Brewer, who knows all too well about crimes committed by illegal aliens over the years in her state, a guest on Fox News. She tells Neil Cavuto it's time to get lawmakers in the same room and lock the door until a deal is done.
Gotta lock the doors and not let anybody out. The public wants our border secured. We're tired of all the nonsense, and they need to do their job. We know that we have a problem with DACA that needs to be resolved, and this is the time that we could do it. And with President Trump's leadership, I think that he has said he's offered up an agreement on it, but the Democrats just flat out refuse to give President Trump a border wall.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce appears to be over.
That's the word from the CDC, which confirms 62 people in 16 states became sick because of the outbreak tied to lettuce grown in northern and central California. The illnesses began in early October, and 25 people were hospitalized. The CDC recalling the lettuce in December, saying there were only 3 new cases linked to the outbreak since then. So the outbreak is over, and any romaine on the shelves now should be safe to eat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One of the most popular resolutions in the new year is always losing weight. USA Radio's Tim Berg says one health expert claims it's not what you eat, but when you eat.
If you're looking to lose weight in 2019, one of the main things you need to do is work on keeping that metabolism constantly working and burning fat. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Michael Roisin. He's author of a new book titled What to Eat When, and one of the things we discuss is how the premise of his book is not about what you eat, it's when you eat it.
It is both when we eat and what we eat. One of the keys we found was that your metabolic rate changes as the day goes on. You have a circadian rhythm to it, much like you do with sleep. And it is caused by the same type of things, changes in hormones. And what happens is a calorie in the morning is less metabolically active than a calorie in the evening.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.